so good to be here at EAA Air Venture.
It's so cool to see all these different license plates, people driving in, people flying in.
You know, you get the lineup of what's happening, what airplanes you want to see. And quite honestly, I'm just glad to see everybody back.
But it's just such a gorgeous day, and I love all the airplanes, love seeing everybody. I hope everybody has a great time.
I noticed that you looked a little different from Amy.
I do, and I have a special message.
Hi, guys. Man, am I missing you guys today. I've been watching the live feeds, and wishing I was there.
Because it's Pandemonium Central here today.
Nah, it's just Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, yeah. We're speaking with Linda Sollers, the most interesting pilot I've met this week.
That wraps another year.
Like I always say, I'll take the cold, because in the heat, I can only get so naked, so...
Sorry, though. You had to hear that.
Speaking of Princess Hal Bryan is coming up next.
Oh, yes.
You two guys just sort of bumble in here and try to take my show away from me.
Obviously.
Apparently, this is supposed to be a rap. Lil PDS about to drop some serious bars.
That wonderful music means...
It's me. It's me, Michaela.
Hey, Michaela.
This ain't no watch, it's a warning, so you're gonna start to shake. Then I'll crush you on the ground like an old cupcake.
The way it was explained to me when I was a young lass was a watch is when you have, like, ingredients to make a cupcake, but you're not doing anything about it, and a warning is when there's cupcakes that are imminent. So I hope I didn't make you hungry there, but...
Lil PDS, what's the weather gonna be like? Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Today's day technically started with me in the EAA Museum, because that's where I was at midnight with 2,000 of my closest friends.
The storm that you just mentioned with the tornado warning, if it continues on the current trajectory, will be the storm that impacts Oshkosh.
We're actually out on the lake. We got some amazing views of the Nature's Light show. It wasn't quite as good as the fireworks show here, but it was pretty cool.
It's okay to divert. It's okay to have another plan, because at the end of the day, it's just better to get somewhere safely than not get anywhere at all.
It was something I was terrified of, and I thought, face the fear, become a pilot, and learn to overcome that fear.
We want girls to know that anything you want to do, whether it's to be a journalist, a photographer, aircraft mechanic, a dispatcher, you can do it in aviation and aerospace.
Say your dream out loud, because we're on a field here of people who've been doing that for generations, right? Making their aviation dreams come true, and that's what Oshkosh is about supporting.
The goal is to be an F-16 pilot at my base, because there's only ever been one female pilot. I'm ready to change that.
This week, we're really about inspiring that next generation of young female aviators.
The next generation is coming, and we need to get those young guys and gals into the field, and that starts at a young age.
To date, we've given out $14.5 million in scholarship funds. We have over 100 scholarships valued at more than $485,000.
So we just kind of dug in and worked hard all last year. Towards the end of last year, the beginning of this year, things have just really turned around.
Skydiving out of the blip, not really something that really ever happens, so to be able to do it twice on the 50th anniversary of the first time we came to EAA is a real special thing.
To date, UPS has delivered 450 million doses of vaccine to nearly 100 countries around the world, and we anticipate that by the year's end, it'll be 3 billion doses.
It's great to work with all those pilots and the staff. It's like a big family, and we just love going around the world and doing all we can do.
That is the sound of EAA, baby!
When did you know for sure you were coming?
Well, I knew I was coming in 2019, about the day after it ended.
Yeah.
Just like AirVenture itself, EAA Radio comes to life in the fields of Wisconsin at the end of July. It's our Brigadoon, I've heard someone refer to it.
Absolutely. I really want to take time to thank the volunteers that make this show happen. And I would encourage everyone at the show to thank the volunteers that you come across while they're at AirVenture.
Yeah, we all started coming up here, just as Paul used to say, to see the airplanes. It's the people that keep us coming back. And the people are hugely important to this entire operation. We couldn't at all even think about opening up AirVenture without the volunteers.
I keep reminding everybody that it's not the EA staff that assures this is going to happen. It's the volunteers. As long as the volunteers came back, I said, we're going to be in great shape. And they did. We still have over 5,000 plus volunteers. They own this thing. Thank the volunteers. Thank them every chance you get.